4 p.m. People are throwing rocks and bricks at police in riot gear near a Baltimore mall. Dozens of people were throwing objects at police just hours after the funeral for Freddie Gray. Gray died of a mysterious spinal injury while in police custody. Baltimore police say on Twitter that a few officers have been hurt in the chaos. Officers are advancing on the crowd and at times retreating when the objects are thrown. 3:30 p.m. Numerous police officers in riot gear have responded to a mall in northwest Baltimore, and the mall is closed. Images broadcast by WJZ-TV show a line of officers with helmets and face shields blocking off the mall's parking lot. Some people were throwing objects at officers and a police armored vehicle. It's not immediately clear if the response was related to a Freddie Gray protest. One man held his arms up as the police moved toward him, an action that has been repeated throughout the Gray rallies. Gray died of an unexplained spinal injury. He suffered in police custody. 2 p.m. The University of Maryland campus in downtown Baltimore shut down its campus at 2 p.m., saying it has been warned by the Baltimore Police Department that activities in the area may turn violent. It wasn't immediately clear whether the activities had anything to do with Freddie Gray, who died of a spinal injury while in police custody. Demonstrators, angry over Gray's death, have become violent at times. In an alert to students and staff, the university says the safety of our students and employees is of paramount importance. Please vacate the campus as soon as possible. School spokesman Alex Lukowski said he didn't know what type of activity might be passing through campus or what prompted the warning from police. The university's main campus is in College Park, about 30 miles south of Baltimore. 1:45 p.m. The funeral for Freddie Gray has ended after a service of nearly 2 hours. The dignitaries attending included longtime activist Dick Gregory, former Maryland representative and NAACP leader Kwaisi Mfumi, and current Maryland representative John Sarbanes. The casket was rolled out of the church with the family following behind. Within minutes, the entire church was empty, leaving the musicians to play a rousing processional. As people left, there was an image of Gray projected on the screens flanking the altar. It showed him wearing a striped polo shirt, baseball cap, pants, and sneakers. The front of the program read, "Loving Memory, Freddie Carlos Gray, Jr." Gray died of a mysterious spinal injury he suffered while in police custody. The NAACP says it's opening a satellite office in Freddie Gray's Baltimore neighborhood known as Sandtown. In a statement on the organization's Facebook page, the NAACP said its police reform action in Baltimore dates back to the 1980s and has involved targeting racial profiling cases. The NAACP said it also filed legal action involving traffic stops targeting black people and another one involving a high rate of incarceration of black people in the city. Gray, who is black, died of an unexpected injury he suffered in police custody. The satellite office in Gray's neighborhood will include legal support from the national office, the NAACP said. It's unclear when the office will open. 12:40 p.m., Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings is speaking at the funeral for Freddie Gray. Cummings looked at the multitude of cameras along the rail of the balcony of New Shiloh Baptist Church and said, "I ain't seen this many cameras in a long time." Gray died of a mysterious spinal injury while he was in police custody. The congressman mentioned his own nephew who was gunned down several years ago in Norfolk, Virginia. He said an assailant has never been tracked down and arrested. "We will not rest until we address this and see that justice is done," he said of the Gray case. "And so, this is our watch. We will not fail you." 12:30 p.m. The Reverend Al Sharpton says he plans to meet with activists and faith leaders in Baltimore to schedule a 2-day march from Baltimore to Washington in May. He says the march will aim to bring the cases of Freddie Gray, Eric Garner, Walter Scott, and Eric Harris to the attention of new Attorney General Loretta Lynch. In a statement Monday before Gray's funeral, Sharpton says he had been resisting getting personally involved because he wanted to wait until he saw what the police department's investigation found. But now he says since the department's report may not be released publicly, he has decided to travel to Baltimore. Police have said the department would release its report to the state's attorney's office on Friday and send out updates when new information is available. Gray died of an unexplained spinal injury while in police custody. 12:20 p.m. The attorney for Freddie Gray's family has received a standing ovation during Gray's funeral. Billy Murphy called on the 6 officers suspended during the investigation into Gray's death to come forward and tell the story just like we tell our citizens to do. "This is our moment to get at truth. This is our moment to get it right," he said. Gray died of an unexplained spinal injury he suffered while in police custody. 5 of the 6 officers have given their statements to investigators. Murphy asked for prayers for Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, who is struggling mightily with this. a statement that brought more applause. 12:10 p.m. Baltimore police say the department believes three notoriously violent gangs are now working together to take out law enforcement officers. In a statement Monday, the department called it a credible threat and said members of the Black Guerrilla Family, the Bloods, and the Crips have formed a partnership against the police. The department warned other law enforcement agencies to take appropriate precautions. The police statement came as mourners gathered for the funeral of Freddie Gray, who died of a mysterious spinal injury while in police custody. Police spokesman Captain Eric Kowalczyk would not say whether the threat is related to the death of Gray. Kowalczyk said the threat announcement has been circulated to law enforcement agencies nationwide. Earlier this year, Baltimore police said the Black Guerrilla Family sent a man into the Northeastern District Station House with marijuana, cocaine, and a loaded gun to test the station's security. 12 p.m. The daughter of Eric Garner, who died of a chokehold in the custody of New York City police, is at the funeral of Freddie Gray. Gray suffered critical spinal injuries while he was in Baltimore police custody. Erica Garner, 24, says she came Monday because watching the video of Gray crying out when he was arrested reminded her of the crying and agony that her father went through. "My father was yelling out, 'I can't breathe,' and Gray was yelling out, 'He didn't have any words, but he was just hurt,'" she said. She says she hasn't met Gray's family, but would tell them, "I feel your pain. I know what you're going through. Stay strong and continue to fight." Garner died last July after police placed him in a chokehold on Staten Island Street. 11:45 a.m. The funeral for Freddie Gray has started with songs and prayer. Gray died after suffering a critical spinal injury while he was in police custody. His death has prompted marches and rallies for the more than a week. The church, which has a capacity of 2,500, is full of mourners. Just before the start of the service, members of the Gray family gathered in front of the casket for a second time. Gloria Darden, Gray's mother, sat down, and someone handed her a box of tissues. The casket is closed, and a wreath of white roses is on top of it. 11:15 a.m. Mourners are filing into New Shiloh Baptist Church to view the body of Freddie Gray, who suffered a critical spinal injury while in Baltimore police custody. The single-file line of people passing by Gray's body is now too wide. One man attempted to touch Gray, but a woman grabbed his hand and pulled it away. A few sobs can be heard in the church, which is nearly filled to its 2,500-person capacity. The church choir, accompanied by an organ, electric piano, guitar, and drums, has begun singing and playing. Some of the audience is clapping, joining in the singing, and shouting in response. Gray died April 19th, a week after his arrest. Police are investigating his death. 10:50 a.m. A U.S. diplomat opened her speech on Iranian nuclear negotiations, talking about how she grew up going to civil rights marches, and says her father once helped baseball star Frank Robinson find a home in an all-white neighborhood of Baltimore. The recent case of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old black man who died after sustaining serious injuries while in the custody of Baltimore police, has intensified a national debate over police treatment of African Americans. Undersecretary of State Wendy Sherman spoke Monday at the Religious Action Center of Reform Judaism Conference on Equality and Civil Rights in Washington. She says that years ago, her father went house to house to convince homeowners in Baltimore not to flee, saying that Robinson shared the desire for good schools and a safe neighborhood. 10:30 a.m. Members of Freddie Gray's family are among the last group of mourners filing into the church before the man's funeral in Baltimore. A woman from the family group, who was first to reach the casket on Monday, sobbed and dropped to her knees. She straightened out the tie on Gray's body before she was led to the front row pew. Other mourners approached her to offer condolences through handshakes and hugs. Local media outlets identified the woman as Gray's mother, Gloria Darden. Another woman followed, and she was led away to a pew as she began crying. Gray died after suffering serious spinal injuries while in the custody of Baltimore police. Thousands are expected at his funeral. About a half an hour before the service was scheduled to begin, the church was about half full, and announcements were made asking mourners to file past the casket to accommodate the people lining up outside. 9:45 a.m. More mourners are filing into the sanctuary for the funeral of Freddie Gray, who died after suffering serious spinal injuries while in the custody of Baltimore police. Shortly after the casket was opened Monday morning, people began to pour in to view Gray's body, New Shiloh Baptist Church in Baltimore. A rope was placed in front of the casket to prevent mourners from getting too close. One of the early mourners used a cell phone to take a picture of Gray's body. Services were scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. Thousands of people are expected. A cemetery burial is to follow. 9:30 a.m. Officials have opened the white casket bearing the body of Freddie Gray, who died after suffering serious spinal injuries while in the custody of Baltimore police, at his funeral. The casket, flanked by 8 floral arrangements on the floor, is in front of the pulpit for Monday's services at New Shiloh Baptist Church. A wreath sits on top of the casket lid. Placed atop Gray's body is a white pillow with a screened picture of Gray. A handful of people were inside the church sanctuary. Part of the balcony has been designated for media. A projector aimed at 2 screens on the wall beside the pulpit show the words Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter in red lettering. This article posted by Associated Press.